This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
To Washington, and a new report that highlights just how impactful social media continues to be on our kids, specifically teenage girls. WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio is with us, and I've got two teenage kids, so I'm listening very closely. Nicole, go ahead.
Hey, Rich, and you know this is a topic we've continued to follow really closely here. Well, now this new UNESCO report warns that social media can shape the way young girls see themselves and also the world around them. So the report found that social media can expose teens to negative gender stereotypes, especially at a very early age, and also deter young women from studying science, engineering, technology, and math subjects in school. Now, according to the data, women make up only 35% of STEM graduates around the world, and that's a figure, Rich, that has not changed in the past decade. Now, the report also warns how girls are more likely to experience cyberbullying compared to boys that same age. But, you know, the report comes as lawmakers continue to meet on Capitol Hill to find ways to better protect kids online. But it's been an ongoing process here.
How does it get better? Is there any positive or promising signs about all this?
Well, that's a question that I feel like if you ask 10 people, all 10 people would have a different answer to. But I can tell you here on Capitol Hill, in the last 2 weeks, lawmakers met again to consider several bills to try to make social media safer, including we've been talking about the Kids Online Safety Act. I checked again this morning. You know, the Senate version now has enough bipartisan support to pass in the Senate. However, it still needs to pass in the House, so that's where that bill stands. And of course, you know, we're always learning more about what parents can do at home, you know, some of the, just monitoring that families can do at home. But again, it's an ongoing process as the technology continues to change.
Yeah, and that UNESCO report, Instagram reportedly accounted for 32% of teenage girls feeling worse about their bodies after consuming the platform's content, according to a Facebook statistic that was cited in the report.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.